how it all started.
Ever since Hannah's parents had gotten a divorce last year, she'd been steadily putting on weight and outgrowing her old clothes. Even though Allie rolled her eyes, the rest of the girls pretended not to notice. That's just what best friends do. Allison, Aria, Spencer, Emily, and Hannah bonded last year when their parents volunteered them to work Saturday afternoons at Rosewood Day School's charity drive. Well, all except for Spencer, who volunteered herself. Whether or not Allison knew about the other four, the four knew about Allison. She was perfect. Beautiful, witty, smart, popular. Boys wanted to kiss Allison, and girls, even older ones, wanted to be her. So the first time Allie laughed at one of Aria's jokes, asked Emily a question about swimming, told Hannah her shirt was adorable, or commented that Spencer's penmanship was way neater than her own, they couldn't help but be, well, dazzled. Before Allie, the girls had felt like pleated, high-waisted mom jeans, awkward and noticeable for all the wrong reasons. But then Allie made them feel like the most perfect-fitting Stella McCartneys that no one could afford. Now, more than a year later, on the last day of seventh grade, they weren't just best friends. They were the girls of Rosewood Day. A lot had happened to make it that way. Every sleepover they had, every field trip, had been a new adventure. Even homeroom had been memorable when they were together. Reading a steamy note from the varsity crew captain to his math tutor over the PA system was now a Rosewood Day legend. But there were other things they all wanted to forget. And there was one secret they couldn't even bear to talk about. Allie said that secrets were what bonded their five-way best friendship together for eternity. If that was true, they were going to be friends for life.